Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
It's time now to come and forward and say what you've still got of somebody who's, you know, that you've borrowed and not returned. Come clean this morning, please.
Yeah.
Let us facilitate the mending and healing process of returning Tupperware to its rightful owner.
I've got four of my mother-in-law's Tupperware bowls, and I've told her that I'm keeping it for when I miss her, then I can use it.
Die dametjie het nou net geklink soos my skoonseun. Hy leen my Tupperware lekker vleismarinade bak, en ek het vir 'n jaar gesukkel voor ek hom teruggekry het. So nou is ek maar versigtig met wie om te leen, want anders gaan ek maar weer 'n jaar lank wag.
I just want to tell everybody out there, I have my sister's Tupperware and I have no intention of returning it. As I know it, it adds to my collection of all the other family members' Tupperwares that I've collected.
Isn't it so lekker to have this energy? And you feel energy in music, you feel it in a good vibe and a good show. Feel it also when you clear your chest and tell us what you've been keeping from your friend.
Good morning, everybody. I have a plate that belongs to the University of Stellenbosch. When I was a student, that I must have taken from the cafeteria to my room. And yeah, somehow never returned it.
It's cool. It's a week of amnesty.
Got this friend, Melvin. Die man, hy kom al by my huis. Nee, hy wil nou nie uitgaan nie, want hy het nou nie aangetrek. Ek gee vir hom 'n splinter nuwe onderbroek. 'n Splinter nuwe Levi jeans.
Jo.
En 'n splinter nuwe T-shirt. En ek het nou nog nie teruggekry nie, al 3 jaar later.
Jo.
Ek het die onderbroek terug, hè. Maar die jeans en goed is, yes. Man bring niks terug, hè. O ja, en hy het my 14 sokke toe.
Now, this is an honest mistake. We're talking about reconciling. It's a day of coming clean and telling us the world what you've borrowed. Maybe it's time to return it. Maybe it isn't time to return it. I don't know. You tell us. Zamo, tell us what happened.
Okay. So a few years ago, I moved to Cape Town. I worked for a company that I obviously can't say. Yeah. yeah, so they gave me their laptop. I worked remotely. It was during COVID. I worked for the company for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I resigned and I did not give back their laptop.
That's a simple, it's a mistake. It's a mistake that you can make. You know, you're on the thing and you're like, oh, you are going.
But the question is, have they contacted you, Zamo, to actually ask for it back?
I've been thinking they will, nothing. And the funny thing is that it's still in great condition. I've been treating it like something borrowed.
Good. And you're still using it?
I do use it sometimes.
Well, there we go.
I also can't give it away. Yeah, I can't give it away because I do have another laptop.
Yeah, well, of course. Now you've joined another company. Hopefully, you're accumulating them now. If you leave that place, you're going to take that one with you. Listen, in 4 years' time, you're going to have a whole lot of... You're going to open your own company. You're going to open a call center.
You know what?
What's the statutes of limitation on that? I wonder. Phil's going to have a look here to see how many years you have to wait before that property is yours. Phil, how many years does someone have to wait? And it's been over a year already, so, I mean, a couple more months and it's hers.
Yeah.
Phil's having a look.
No, but all of these facts mention sales.
Okay.
So I don't think this applies to Zamo, but Zamo, you should just sell it. That way you get rid of the evidence.
and what if they call me and say, hey, listen, I think you have our property.
Well, then you don't have it because you've got rid of the evidence.
Oopsie.
You don't. Listen, that company, I can tell you something now, they're doing very well. If they've not noticed that you've got a laptop, they're doing okay. They're striving and thriving without you.
So don't feel bad.
Probably a farewell gift for you, Zam.
Follow us on Instagram
@ Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.